What's your leadership style? And how are your boundaries affecting how you show up for your clients, for the entrepreneurs that you affect every single day, your leadership style, your communication? Do you have some boundaries? Are you holding them? I know for me and a lot of other people, there's some tough days where boundaries are really a struggle. Oh my gosh. What if you could create them and honor them every single time with ease and confidence? I'm pretty sure I would benefit from those tips, and I'm pretty sure you're going to benefit from those tips as well. So why don't you hang around, because I can't wait for you to meet our guest expert that's on the show today. So if you are watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, one, thank you so much. Go ahead and click the link above you in the feed and come on over here. We'll be able to see you and your comments once you're on our page. If you're watching from a page where there is not a link, thank you so much for viewing. We really, really appreciate you. This is the Erin Strayer Show, and this is where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics like, oh my gosh, what are we talking about today? Boundaries. Boundaries. That's a huge pain point for so many people. And we're going to give you workarounds to that particular challenge that a lot of us face every single day. Oh my gosh, I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics, because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear or boundaries and have settled for average. So I help them keep on track by setting obtainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their business and personal lives, and taking their dreams to reality. Okay, people, Jamie Hearn. Oh, she is an intuitive women's business empowerment coach who thrives on working with spiritual women who, despite outside success, still struggle with self-judgment. I don't know, inner work and lack of purpose. Through her coaching and offerings and retreats, Jamie empowers women to reconnect with their sacred wisdom. It's going to be so good. Own their sovereign voice and step into their divine feminine power so that they can consciously create the life that they are truly worthy of. In addition to that, she is a thriving international coach, has a thriving international coaching practice. And Jamie has been a successful attorney for nearly 20 years. I know you're wondering, how in the world is that crossover working for her? She does have a foot in both worlds, and she allows Jamie to intentionally and intuitively guide her clients to ideal strategy for their individual situation with ease and flow and grace. And oh my gosh, I cannot wait for you to meet her. Hi, Jamie Hearn.
Hi, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you today and to bring your wisdom. And I know when we originally spoke, it was like the biggest, like, are you kidding me? You're an attorney and a spiritual women's empowerment coach. What in the world? Oh my gosh, right? Like, how does that even happen? Because that's like the super analytical, controlling for the attorney, and the creative, supportive, promoter side, totally working the right and left brains all the time.
For years, I thought, I'm the only one. Like, there's nobody like me. Where am I keep that? Turns out there are a lot of us. And it's a really cool opportunity to meld who you are with both halves and both influences, because it's not ever 50-50 masculine, feminine, 50-50 analytical, spiritual. It's a fluid conversation between the two, and having the experience of both and keeping a foot in both worlds really amplifies my ability to have a fluid answer based on what people's needs and individual situations are, because it's never the same.
Ever. I'm sure. And how cool that you've not pigeonholed yourself, right? Like, not like you have these two desires and these two wants and these two needs to serve both sets of clients. And you get to do both. which is like absolutely brilliant. You haven't said no spiritual stuff, no woo-woo, no people over here in this empowerment segment. I'm going to stay with my straight lane on the attorney. I'm going to go to the courtroom. I'm going to do these. I'm going to file my cases. I'm going to do the whole deposition. I'm going to do that thing.
Well, and that's where I started out. But I felt like something was missing. I wasn't being true to myself. And that was causing ripples and problems everywhere. So then I started to slowly integrate that spiritual side. And as I have found that harmony between the two, there have been days that I think, I'm giving up the practice of law. But the realization hit me at a Melissa Etheridge concert, of course,
right? Of course.
That I am a holistic presence and both pieces are part of who I am. I'm not one or the other. So there's no need for me to give up either, because the boundary I have around who I am is mine and mine alone. It doesn't matter what anyone else's expectation or preference is, because I'm the one who has to show up with it every day and live in alignment with it.
I love that so much, that you have taken it on, that you don't allow the outside influence, the shoulds, to right? Like, you should.
Absolutely.
Because we all hear the shoulds. And I think that that is really beautiful, that you haven't denied your want, need, desire to be in both worlds, right? Like that you have really stepped in and honored really both needs that you have. And I think that that's a huge, I think it's a huge topic that we get to talk about. And I'm really excited that you brought that forward for today, that these honoring your boundaries and effective leadership do go hand in hand, and you can be in both. So I'm super excited to talk about this today.
Me too.
Yeah. So how do you clearly, both as a empowerment coach and as an attorney, boundaries are huge. Boundaries are huge in both of those lanes. And when did that show up as a aha for you? Like, when did that really become a, oh my gosh, we really need to spend some time talking about this?
Well, in my own life, it really became a non-negotiable as I was building both businesses. I would at first just fill in wherever I needed to with whatever needed to be done. So I'd be drafting a will, and then I'd quick go and do a call with a client, and then I'd go back and try and draft a deed. And it wasn't allowing me to fully show up in either arena. So I decided that I needed to create boundaries around my focus. So I have certain times and certain days that I only do legal work, and other days and times are devoted only to coaching or client work that's not related to my legal work. The messy part is when the clients are in both arenas and they come to see me for a will and they're like, so can we do a quick reading while we're here? Sorry, no, it doesn't
you just
work
cross
like that.
The border. Yeah, you cross the boundary, there's a line.
Right, you found it.
Yeah. And you probably get that way more often than you want to admit, that people are like, oh, well, while I'm here, Jamie, let's just, you know, do you got anything from, you know, grandma that passed last week or.
Right. Yeah. It happens a lot.
Yeah. I bet. Especially, like, I don't know what your wheelhouse is in your legal lane, or what you focus on there, but I'm sure, you know, your intuitive skills come into play so much there that it might also create an issue, maybe even there. Yeah.
Yeah. My focus is actually real estate planning and probate. So I'm dealing with the passing of a lot of clients and clients' family members, but my favorite event was someone called me and said, hey, you did our closing about 8 years ago. Do you remember us? I'm like, oh man, I see people in the grocery store and I'm just like, oh, hey, how's the house? Because most of the time it's been a closing. And they said, we were remodeling the basement and we found what we believe to be a human bone, along with a pair of glasses and a pair of shoes.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Can I come over?
I know, right? Like now?
Right. Like, what time can you meet me there? So they were calling to ask me if I would feel into the energy of the house and guide them with some answers around that.
Sure.
So that was a really cool nexus of the two worlds, but that's kind of unique for me.
Sure. Sure. So, you know, these boundaries is, I know for me personally, I'm really good at setting them most of the time. Keeping them tight is another story. Why is that?
That's a really difficult subject because we have so many obligations. So if I set the boundary that 8 to 1 is going to be my time to focus on this project and my kid needs something from school, I feel like my obligation is to my kid to put my stuff aside and go take care of that. And sometimes that is the right choice, but not always is that the right choice. Mm-hmm. So if I feel an obligation to a client who's called with an emergency, and I use the term emergency loosely, there are instances that I say, I'm sorry, I can't address that until tomorrow because I have another obligation. I know that obligation is to me. They don't know whether that obligation is to another client, a doctor's appointment, or what. But I am pretty clear on the things that constitute an emergency to me. And that's usually a family member, child, parent, grandparent, or me. So if I get up in the morning and I'm like, I just feel really off, I know that I'm not going to be effective, I will take me time as an emergency. And that's a kind of loose term, but I will put other perceived obligations on the back burner because I know that if I don't take care of myself, I'm not going to show up fully for that. And I'll probably either not reach my own expectation or have to redo it. So I've learned that it's more important to take the time and honor my own needs. But of course, there are certain times that you should compromise your boundaries. Mm. And it's not anything to judge yourself for, which I have a lot of clients who say to me, oh, I have so much guilt because I didn't do that article I was supposed to do for the magazine. And I set a deadline of close the business yesterday. And so I inquire, why didn't you do it? Well, I woke up and I had a migraine and then I had to do this and I couldn't show up. Well, then it's okay that you didn't meet that deadline because you needed to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And really, if you had written the article with a migraine, do you think it'd be a great article anyway?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So don't judge yourself about the things that you compromise on, especially if it's to take care of yourself.
I that's a huge point. I think a lot of us, very strong-willed women specifically, because we're born as caretakers and do all the things mm-hmm. and wear all the hats. I mean, we were born that way. And then we took on a job of some sort where we're responsible for 20,000 other things. Right. And yeah. I think that's a really good point that you bring in that, there's no way for us to show up, to write the articles, to be there for our kids, to be there fully for our clients, if we ourselves aren't honoring our own boundary and, hey, I physically don't feel well, I don't think I'm going to be good for anybody today. Right? Right. Yeah. And I think that we struggle in that guilt factor, like your client, right? With writing the article, that's huge. And I think so many of us struggle with that. Hey, if I don't do it in some way, shape or form, then I've failed.
Yeah. I had a client call me this morning and say, I have a confession to make. And I said, what's that?
Right.
And it was one of my few male clients. And he said to me, I've been off the grid for the last month or so doing some self-care. And I was like, woohoo, way to go. Like, I am super proud of you. And he was like, really? I thought you'd be upset with me because I didn't do all the stuff we talked about in our last appointment. And I said, that's okay. We'll reprioritize and readdress that stuff. But I am so excited that you saw that you needed to do that and you took action and put yourself first.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And taking that a step farther, like how much does that do for us, for your client, right? One to take the action and actually do it and then call and say, hey, listen, this is what's been going on. And oh my gosh, you're not mad at me, right? Like we just reframe, right? Like we just do a quick shift reframe and we take it from here and go forward.
Right.
Like how much does just that interaction with you on the phone this morning do to set him up to continue to succeed, right? Like,
oh, it was huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how come people have such a hard time even creating boundaries? I know that seems like so like kindergarten, but we're adults and we have problems creating them. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
and that's true. A lot of it comes back to some level of guilt or a belief that you shouldn't be putting yourself first. And that's really what boundaries do. They create the environment for you to accomplish what it is you desire to accomplish. Mm. It's not what you need to accomplish. It's not what somebody else needs you to accomplish, but it's what you desire. Because if you don't prioritize the things that are important to you, they're not going to happen. But so many of us from this life, our childhood, our entry into the workforce are ridden with guilt and judgment that it's really hard for us to say, oh, these things are important to me. They're not must-dos. I'm going to survive if I don't do them, but they're important to me. So we've been conditioned to put those aside on the back burner when they're the most important. You should be really focusing on those. Some of those beliefs don't start in childhood. It doesn't start with something your grandmother said to you on the way into church when you were 5 years old, but it started millennia ago and it's in your soul's cellular memory. Mm. So and that's another point of self-judgment. People say, I'm a terrible boundary setter. I can't fulfill my boundaries. Be gentle with yourself. If you're dealing with a lot of really deep-seated beliefs, so don't judge yourself for not having great boundaries or not being able to honor them right away. That's not uncommon, and it's easily addressed and something you can work through. So be gentle and know that you're a work in process and every day that you work at it gets better.
So I love that so much. And I love the fact that you mentioned that we actually come in pre-programmed into this world. And I know that that's a lane that you love to step into. So if anybody's like really interested in Akashic records or anything like that, Jamie is like your go-to. She's your go-to for that. So I'm just going to drop that little nugget there because I know that that's a lane that you love and are very, very well versed in Akashic records. So, I want to take a minute and, because most of our listeners are are very effective and want to be even more effective as leaders, as the C-suites of their organizations, their owners of their businesses. You know, they are empowering other people. And really, when we set these boundaries, how do we really, if we're lack in that area, and be graceful and gentle and not judgmental with ourselves? Like, really, how do we really start to create them and enforce them? Like, now, like, is there a good jump off spot?
Yeah, the first step is creating boundaries for yourself around one thing that triggers you. So for me, it is being late. That was one of the first boundaries that I really created a firm boundary around. I have staff members and none of them are late. The first time someone was late, I called them in and I said, "Hey, you know, I noticed you were a couple minutes late this morning. What can I do to help you get to work on time?" And she was like, "You're not going to yell at me?" And I said, "Well, I may down the road, but in this moment, I want to know what I can do to help you, because we're all here for the same purpose and we're all trying to get to the same point at the end of the day. So I need you to be on time just like everyone else is. And I want to make sure that I give you all of the tools available to me to make that happen." And she was like, "Okay." So she and I actually worked through a couple things with her son, and that made her able to not be stressed in the morning. And she got there on time. She gets there on time consistently now. But I also had to show up to that. So I couldn't be lingering in the coffee line 15 minutes after I expected everyone to be at work either. So I made sure I honored that. And if that meant getting up and doing my meditation half an hour earlier in the morning, that's sure. What I do.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I hear you saying is, you, in order for your staff to be centered and on time, you get to be centered and on time, because you're the right. leader. You're the leader of the pack. So you're the example. You get to set and be the example. And if you want your people to show up, you get to show up.
Exactly.
In that moment. Yeah. And I mean, super easy, right? Set your alarm a half an hour ahead of time. Go to bed a half an hour ahead of time so that you can set your alarm a half an hour ahead of time. So that you can be to work on time or wherever you need to go on time, if being late is an issue. Yeah. And I know for a lot of people, like, 3 minutes late is okay. It's okay. Not me. It's not in my book. Like, you lost your spot if you're 3 minutes late. And my clients know that too. They're like, on time, on time.
Yeah.
As leaders, as female leaders, like, really, how does that show up? Like, when we are totally standing in and in being our boundaries that we create for ourselves, like, what does that, what's that look like?
I'm most intrigued by those who get triggered by that, because there is something going on there. And I want to dig in and find out what it is. But a lot of women leaders either don't want to show up as the bitch, and that's how we get labeled, because we have firm boundaries, or that's what they strive for. I find a happy medium between the two works best for me, but everyone's situation is unique. And I also find that in my law practice, I show up a little differently because I am more effective that way than I do in my coaching practice. It's largely driven by who I'm dealing with, but I have been quite discerning about the clients I choose. So it needs to show up the way I want to show up. But in my law practice, like, there are things that need to be done on a certain time schedule. So if there are impediments to that time schedule, I'm dealing with it. In my coaching practice, it's a little more fluid. So it doesn't necessarily require that same structure. But it's the people who like to call you out for having boundaries that really have the most work to do. So if you have those people in your world, make sure that you send them over to watch Erin's show, because they need they need this information the most.
We'll make, yeah, just give them the link to this, Jamie.
Ultimately, it's another internal boundary that allows me to deal with those people. I recognize, and it's taken me a long time to recognize and really understand, that their reaction and whatever their response is to how I show up is entirely their story. It has nothing to do with me. I am responsible for me, not them. Our humanity is like, oh, but we don't want people mad at us. That's there's something going on with them, and you can't control that. So I don't spend any time worrying about that.
That's so true. It's so true. When, and you know, the other thing about that is we're mirrors for those people. If something in us triggers them, they see it in themselves, and it's a mirror. So that's a whole nother, when you're coming back, Jamie, because we'll be talking about that next time.
Right? The same is also true. Like when someone triggers me, I'm like, ooh, what about me is causing me to get irritated with that? Yes. Like, it's a whole introspective conversation I have with myself. I might even have it out loud sometimes.
I know I do. I'm like, whoa, what's happening here? Hey, I know I want to spend a little bit of time, because you have this amazing leadership quiz that you have. Ladies, if you're watching, if you're listening to our podcast, you can find Jamie's free leadership quiz if you go to visionaryfeminineleader.com/leadership quiz. We'll make sure we drop this link in the feed so you guys can pick this up and go and walk yourself through this leadership quiz. But I want you to spend some time talking about this for me, because it's cool.
This quiz just gives you a little bit of insight into some varying approaches to boundaries. And some of the answers are funny. My husband was like, did you really write them? Like, yeah, I say things like that. So why shouldn't they just know what I'm like?
Right.
Every style of enforcing our boundaries has pros and cons. So it goes through some of the mainstream types of personalities around boundaries and just gives us a little insight into some of those pros and cons. One of my favorites is Millie. Mediocre Millie, like just middle of the road, totally non-committal. I don't know. Like, how could we have one of each? Like, do I have to pick? Like, and that is absolutely not where I live my life. So I think that's why I'm so intrigued by her, because I'm like, ooh, how I don't understand that, but let's explore that. Let's see where that leads. Where's that coming from?
That's awesome. Yeah. Mediocre Millie. Totally. For me, makes me irritated. Like she irritates me.
What does that say about you, Erin?
I want things done. I want you to make a decision. I want you to have an opinion. You know, I want you to have an opinion, and I want you to, your voice to be valid. And I want you to know that I respect your voice. And Mediocre Millie doesn't think that she's respected. She doesn't think that she's honored. She doesn't think she has a voice. She doesn't think that what she cares about matters to anybody. And that bothers me. And I have a big heart and a need to have mediocre Millies realize their worth in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's I have that same draw to women who feel trapped in a law practice because they have all of those beliefs about themselves, like that they have to prove themselves. And in order for their voice to be heard, they have to take this stand that isn't aligned with who they are. And that's one of my soft spots, because I was there. I have suffered through that plight. And it took a lot to create the life that makes me happy and truly aligns with who I am. But it's totally possible.
Mm, it's so good. You guys, seriously, like Jamie, you get to come back. You get to come back and talk about, like, we'll just start a series with Jamie Hearn and talking about all things. We'll talk about all things, because I think it's so important. And I think that people think that you and I, when you hit a certain level, like we have it all together too, right? And that just ain't right. There ain't nothing right about that.
Not true.
There's just nothing right about that at all. And those boundaries get to change as we grow as people, as we grow in our business, as we grow in our relationships with other people. They just those boundaries get to change and shift with us. And they will, and we get to accommodate that. Sometimes we need extra help navigating what we're looking at to even know that those changes and those shifts get to happen. You guys, seriously, we've been talking with the amazing Jamie Hearn, and we've been talking all about boundaries and leadership today, and how to make yourself a more effective leader by setting those boundaries, how to create them, how to honor them. And one thing that we didn't cover, but you can cover it with Jamie on the side, is sometimes it's what you don't say.
Absolutely.
Jamie has offered an amazing free leadership quiz. You guys, the link's in the feed. If you're watching our podcast, listening to our podcast, the link's in your show notes as well for that. Seriously. And if you want to tap into your, can I just drop that you do the Akashic Records thing again? Can
absolutely. I
just
really drop that? I
just really think that a lot of the people that are watching our watch party that's going on right now too, would be very, very interested and to spend some time digging in their Akashic Records with you, because that's just a fun, that's just like going to the library. It's like the best ever.
Yes.
It's like the best ever. You guys can find Jamie at Jamie Hearn, JamieHearn.com. Spend some time in her world, spend some time in her space, get to know her. She will change your world. She will change the way you look at things and how you show up differently. Jamie, I have adored your time today. Thank you so much for being here. Will you please
Thank
come
you
back?
So much. I would love to come back. Thank you for having me. It's always fun with you.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Jamie. Have a great afternoon, everybody. And we'll see you right back here soon. Take care.